And going out of Vrindavan, I feel very terrible. She's asking why it's happening and how to deal with it.
She started that. She has no connection with Radha Krishna.
The devotee is asking a question. When I have to leave Vrindavan, I feel very unhappy, very terrible. Then? What?
Then, why that is happening?
Why
is it
happening? Because I don't have connection with Radha and Krishna.
It's actually leaving rather good. Even if I go to Vrindavan, it's so hard, I can't
handle. Not even when leaving Radha,
so what's the question?
Why is this happening
and
how to
deal with it and what to do?
Why is it happening that I feel bad if I leave Vrindavan, or I feel bad if I leave Radhakund and go to Vrindavan? Why is this happening and how to deal with it? Well, it's happening because Radharani is extending her love to you. And love has a binding, compelling force which keeps the lovers together. So lovers never want to be separated when they're wrapped up in that binding force of loving intimacy. So how to deal with it? Don't leave. Don't leave Radhakund. Send somebody there to buy your shampoo and your organic spaghetti and olive oil and all the things you cherish. You can't buy a Radhakund. That's somebody delivered to you. It's good. I'm very happy to hear that.
It's not good. Many people say it's good, but it's terrible. No, and everybody laughs about it. I'm serious.
No, I know you're serious.
It's terrible. It's just unbearable.
I know. I felt the same way from 1977 to 87. Every year I come and stay a few months in Vrindavan. I feel terrible when I left, and finally I prayed to Radharani. I came in 87, I've been here, I got Indian citizenship, and I'm still here for 37 years. I know exactly how you feel. So try to become Indian citizen and spend your life here. That's all I can say. I felt the same way. The only way I found a solution is by living here, becoming Indian. Good.
It's not good.
No, it's very good. It shows you're developing love for Krishna Radharani. Anxiety is a sign of love. Because everything you're talking about is Radha and Krishna. Don't worry. Set your sankalpa. Make your sankalpa. Sankalpa means your intention. Your avocation, your intention, your desired, cherished objective of life, sankalpa. Say, Radharani, you must make arrangements so I can live my life in Radhakund. Single or married or whatever, it doesn't matter, whatever works for you, but I have to stay in Radhakund and love you and serve you. I can't bear to live anywhere else. I can't live anywhere else. So please, you make arrangements, and she'll make arrangements. Then you'll know what kind of devotee you are. That's an easy measurement. If Radharani reciprocates with you and makes arrangements, then you'll know you have some devotion. If she doesn't, then better luck next time. Radharani doesn't care about offenses. She cares about sins. Don't do sin in Vrindavan, then you can stay. But offenses, that's par for the course. We always make Seva Abharad, Nam Abharad, Vaishya Abharad. It happens all the time. But don't be sinful in the Holy Dham. Then you'll be good. There's so many offenders, Prabhupada is keeping them in the holy dump. The offensive, we have a nature to be offensive, but we should not be sinful. Even sinners are allowed to stay in the holy dump. So Radharani is hard to understand. She's very compassionate. She's very Karunamayi. But don't give up your hope. Just keep praying to Radharani. You get the blessings of saintly people. Whenever you meet a saintly person, you should always pray. Beg them, please bless me, I can stay in Vrindavan. So I bless you, you can stay in Vrindavan. I like you, you're a nice person. I feel good about you. I don't know you at all, but I feel you're good. So I pray to Radharani you can stay here. So I like this, go around and collect all kinds of blessings for everybody. Because saints have power. Jai Jai.